Let's go to the state of Missouri now. The state has executed 17 people since 2014 using the drug pentobarbital. Well, now an investigation from BuzzFeed News finds that state officials in Missouri went to great lengths to keep the supplier of that drug a secret. The pharmacy company is called Foundation Care, and it's been under scrutiny from the FDA. With me now is Chris McDaniel, investigative reporter for BuzzFeed News. Hi, Chris.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, Chris, your report, you uncovered the considerable efforts that the state of Missouri went through to keep the identity of Foundation Care secret, supplying the state with pentobarbital, a controversial execution drug. Tell me some of that story.
Yeah, it was not an easy story to find out what they were hiding. They had basically the number two guy in the Department of Corrections in order to get the drugs from this pharmacy. They had them meet up at a location, and he would hand over an envelope full of cash, and that's how they would pay for the drugs. And it was like $7,000 per execution. The pharmacy had a code name, and that was the only way it was referred to. The code name was M7. Only a few people within the State Department of Corrections knew its identity. The attorney who was representing the Department of Corrections didn't even know the identity of it.
Well, we'll talk about Foundation Care, this company, in just a second. But look, these execution drugs have become very controversial, not only in Missouri, in other states, moratorium on its use in death penalty programs all over the country. But why all the secrecy here? Why such great lengths to protect the identity of this company?
You know, the reputable drug suppliers don't really want to participate in executions. It's bad for business, and they oppose it either for business reasons or for moral reasons. It's led states to turn to some pretty questionable sources that both the source and the state don't really want to be associated with each other, as was the case here. And, you know, what happens is after they get exposed, they decide, okay, well, we won't sell for executions any longer, which is probably what's going to happen here. And it's what's happened to other suppliers when they get outed. And so that's why states are most concerned about it.
Well, Foundation Care, the company itself, who are they?
So Foundation Care is a compounding pharmacy located in the suburbs of St. Louis. It's been around since 2004. It caters mostly to cystic fibrosis patients. And compounding pharmacies, they mix drugs for specific needs of specific patients. They're regulated mostly by states and not by the FDA. And the drugs that they make have a significantly higher failure rate than manufactured drugs. This specific pharmacy has a lot of regulatory findings that are not great. The FDA inspected them in 2007 after a cystic fibrosis patient developed pneumonia after drugs that she took, she alleged, became toxic. That person ended up suing Foundation Care, and they settled out of court after she passed away. The FDA found numerous things that they said could put patients at risk. When the FDA came back in 2013 to inspect the pharmacy because they deemed it high risk, the head pharmacist standing outside of the pharmacy tried to refuse them entry into the pharmacy. Eventually, after arguing, they were allowed in. They found a lot of problems again. They told the head pharmacist what they found, and his response was to threaten the FDA. He said that if they publish their findings, he'll come at them with a vengeance, everyone involved.
So what kind of picture does this paint for you, Chris? This is a pharmacy, a compounding pharmacy that's clearly fallen under scrutiny with the FDA. A lot of other compounding pharmacies, more reputable ones perhaps, you've said, don't want to do business in capital punishment. Is this a question of the state of Missouri kind of scraping the bottom of the barrel here for a supplier?
It's definitely the case. And I have to say, I'm not too surprised by it. I've been reporting on the death penalty for several years, and they almost never go to a good supplier. And the reason for that is because, you know, why would you get involved in executions? You know, this pharmacy made about $135,000 selling execution drugs, which may sound like a lot, but it's really not compared to the other business that this pharmacy is doing. You know, now their name is out there. Their regulatory history is dredged up. The lawsuits that have been brought against them by former employees and by patients is now out there. It just doesn't make sense for a lot of reputable ones. This one in particular was doing so seemingly for ideological reasons. The head pharmacist refused to talk to me, but under an affidavit that the pharmacy wrote under a pseudonym, it said that they did so because they believe in the death penalty and think that they have a First Amendment right to sell these drugs.
So other pharmacies have fled this business because of the political or moral implications, and Foundation Care, it seems the opposite, has flocked to this business.
Right.
Is there any evidence that they are the supplier for other states that are still pursuing pentobarbital?
You know, that's a really good question, and that's one that I would like to find out the answer to, but I do not know at this time. There are a couple of other states that use pentobarbital as well, like Texas and Georgia, and they have also been carrying out a lot of executions during this time period. But it's right now totally unknown if Foundation Care is supplied to any other states.
Well, look, there are moratoria on executions in many other states. Missouri is not one of them. In fact, they're charging forward with a whole long list, more than a dozen and a half executions, as we mentioned. Is there any indication that these revelations and sort of the cloak and dagger methods they're using to obtain these drugs are going to have any effect on the state's use of the death penalty overall?
After we published our story, the corporation that bought this pharmacy said that they will no longer sell drugs for executions. But Missouri has already amassed a pretty considerable stockpile, you know, from this pharmacy. So they have enough to carry out several executions. I would not be surprised if either the state or this pharmacy faces a lawsuit. That's what happened when we identified the previous one, which also had a lot of problems.
Secret payments and secret identities in Missouri's pursuit of pentobarbital, an execution drug that has become controversial the nation over, at least in states that do have the death penalty. Chris McDaniel is investigative reporter for BuzzFeed News, who unveiled the identity of that company, Foundation Care, supplying drugs to the state of Missouri. Chris, great report. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on.